everybody. I've been on a little break. I had a really busy holiday season and was working a lot on my business. I hope that some of you have had a chance to buy our newest product. It's a pH balanced shampoo and body bar that's all natural that comes in zero waste packaging. If you haven't had a chance to check it out yet, please do so right now at mdcrafted.co/products/bar. That's mdcrafted.co/products/bar. That's what I've been working on for the last several months, and it was a joy to finally launch and share it with you. It's the only dermatologist-made natural cleanser that's pH balanced and comes in zero waste packaging that doesn't use any plastic, because plastic is going to take over the world unless you buy this bar. I'm pretty proud of it, and I'm excited for you to try it. All right. Alrighty, let's get into some content, aka the reason you're here. Remember, this is not medical advice. Anything you learn from this episode is for your entertainment and education only. This episode is for my friends with rosacea. If that's you, you know what I'm talking about. Rosacea is a chronic, meaning lifelong, condition that affects the skin of the face. People with rosacea get acne-like bumps, flushing, redness, noticeably visible blood vessels in their skin, nodular or bumpy changes on their nose, forehead, or chin, exquisite sensitivity to sunlight, irritable skin that people with rosacea describe as feeling like stinging or burning, and last but not least, pink eye-like symptoms. That's quite a slew of changes on the facial skin, and most people with rosacea really suffer from it in terms of their reported quality of life. As a provider, I think really the hardest part about seeing people with rosacea is that it can be so stubborn and so hard to treat. And it's really impactful on people, and when they don't get better, they're upset. Not only that, they're just suffering from this condition. We treat rosacea with a number of meds, including antibiotics like doxycycline, minocycline, and metronidazole, but also meds like azelaic acid, which is an anti-inflammatory medication, ivermectin, which is an anti-parasitic medication because it works to reduce the counts of a mite called Demodex in your skin. And lastly, we treat it with brimonidine gel, which works to cause constriction of blood vessels in the face. There's a lot of options because no one treatment is universally effective. One of the most challenging aspects of rosacea to treat is the redness and irritable skin that accompany the disorder. In fact, my patients with the redness predominant type of rosacea are some of the most disappointing to treat because of their lack of response to anything I give them. The study that I'm going to describe for you here is one that gives me some hope because it showed that an old drug not yet used for rosacea actually works wonders to treat the redness of rosacea. The study, which is linked to in your show notes, was published just this past summer by a group of doctors in China, and here's what they did. They took a group of rosacea volunteers, 97 in total, and gave half of them this new drug for rosacea, but actually it's an old med, which you'll learn about soon. And the other half of this group, they gave a sugar pill, which is also called a placebo. Now, these weren't just any rosacea patients, by the way. These were rosacea patients who had failed 3 months of standard rosacea treatments, including tetracycline antibiotics, intense pulse light, which is basically a laser that closes enlarged blood vessels in the skin, which in theory should treat the redness, and or they also were treated with brimonidine gel, which again is that blood vessel constrictor. So these were really stubborn, really hard to treat rosacea patients. So what was the med that the treatment group got? It was paroxetine. Paroxetine is technically an antidepressant. It's an SSRI that works to treat not only depression, but also obsessive compulsive disorder and a few other diagnoses involving mood. Paroxetine treats these disorders by increasing the availability of serotonin in the brain. The group of people with rosacea that got paroxetine had significant reductions in facial redness. Many actually saw complete clearance of their facial redness. They also had significant reductions in flushing and the sensation of skin burning, a double win. It's remarkable. Plus, after 12 weeks on therapy, the paroxetine group had very little in the way of side effects when compared to placebo takers. I won't bore you with the actual numbers, but here's some rough ideas. Almost half of paroxetine takers had improvement or clearance of redness and flushing. That was much greater than the placebo group, in which less than a quarter of the people getting placebo experience that degree of improvement. Not only that, but the paroxetine takers had improvements in their mood and lower depression scores. That could have been from the drug itself being an antidepressant, or from patients being happy because their rosacea finally got better. It's impossible to tell the difference, though. Rosacea itself is linked to depression. Studies have shown that inflammation in the skin actually correlates with inflammation in brain tissue, which may explain why paroxetine was able to reduce depression and treat rosacea at the same time. It may have some anti-inflammatory effects in both the brain and the skin. Not only that, but the doctors who performed this trial speculated that increased availability of serotonin helps to regulate blood vessel constriction in the skin, which in turn reduces facial redness. By the way, the dose that was given to volunteers taking paroxetine was 25 milligrams daily, which is considered a low dose. And that is why the individuals that took paroxetine actually did not report much in the way of side effects, especially when they compared that group to the group of placebo takers. All right, I hope you, my rosacea suffering friend, got some value from this episode. Talk to your dermatologist about paroxetine if you have really stubborn facial redness. I personally have given this treatment to one of my rosacea patients within the last few months. I have not yet seen this individual in follow-up, but the plan was to give this individual paroxetine for 12 weeks and to have them return to assess their response. That patient in particular had a very, very challenging case of rosacea, tried numerous antibiotics, numerous topical therapies, no benefits. And so I'm really hopeful that when this patient returns, we're going to see some substantial improvements based on this study's results. Okay, just a final reminder, check out our shampoo and body solid bar cleanser. It's great for your skin and great for the environment. If you want a plastic-free future, buy this shampoo and body bar. Go to mdcrafted.co/products/bar. See you in the next episode.